Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. It's the third day in a row peacekeepers have reported Israeli fire at their positions. Fiona Jones from Reuters reports.
Israeli forces fired at a watchtower used by UN peacekeepers on Friday, injuring two. That's according to a UN source. Lebanese caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati condemned the incident as a crime. It comes amid Israel's war against Hezbollah militants, with its latest attack in Beirut on Thursday night killing more than 20 people and injuring over 100, Lebanese authorities said. Three security sources said the target here was a senior Hezbollah official who survived. The UN source said that along with the tower that came under fire on Friday, troops also breached the perimeter of another peacekeeping base they'd fired at the day before. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military on Friday's reported incidents.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. The condemnation was echoed by many countries, including Italy, France, and China. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez on Friday called on the international community to stop selling weapons to Israel. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky was welcomed by German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier on Friday, ahead of signing the city's Golden Guestbook. The meeting took place shortly after German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced a 1.4 billion euro military aid package for Ukraine by the end of 2024 during a joint press conference. Scholz told Zelensky the package was a signal to Russia that the West would not stop supporting Kyiv. Zelensky has been meeting allies in Europe this week to present a victory plan to end the war while also pressing to use long-range weapons that can strike deeper into Russian territory. This is VOA News. Residents repair their homes and clean up after Hurricane Milton tore through Florida. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
As Florida cleans up after Hurricane Milton, officials are warning residents of another kind of danger lurking.
We did not get the worst case scenario, but we did get hit.
And Governor Ron DeSantis is urging people to stay safe while recovering.
We're now in the period where you have fatalities that are preventable.
Things like wading into floodwaters or touching downed power lines. And then there's the mess.
Probably not as much debris, quite frankly, as I anticipated.
But DeSantis says there's still a lot, and it might be intertwined with power lines.
Don't mess with it. People will come and be able to get that handled.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
The trial of Haiti Matar, charged with attempted murder for the stabbing attack of novelist Salman Rushdie at a 2022 lecture in Western New York, is due to begin on Tuesday. Prosecutors allege the assault was a belated response to the fatwa, a legal ruling under Sharia law issued in 1989 by Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. Matar has pleaded not guilty to the charge. Kenya's President William Ruto urged the international community to rally behind a UN-backed mission to tackle gang violence in Haiti, as he announced 600 more Kenyan police officers would be deployed to the Caribbean nation. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Kenyan security forces are in Haiti as part of a UN-backed Kenya-led mission. At a press conference on Friday, Kony praised the response by police and Kenyan officers to the massacre, as well as the deployment in general.
The first deployments of Kenyan contingents in Haiti have been extremely helpful, useful, professional, committed. They've engaged almost immediately, side by side with the police force.
At least 10 countries have promised to send a total of around 2,900 troops to tackle violence in Haiti. But only about 430 have deployed since the mission got underway in June. Nearly 400 of them are from Kenya.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Hundreds of people marched through Ghana's capital, Accra, on Friday in a peaceful protest against unlicensed gold mining, calling on authorities to act against the dangerous and environmentally damaging practice.
If we are going to mine, we should make sure that we are mining and then we are not spoiling our environment, we are not entering into our forest reserves, and then we are not contaminating our water. And then once that is done, we are good to go.
It has also become a hot-button electoral issue as Ghana heads to the polls on December 7th for a general election. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.